we tend to secularize everything nowadays in order to sell more stuff. And I think St. Nicholas had become a victim of this consumeristic society and mindset. We have turned the saint from someone who was passionate for the divinity of Christ, who was courageous in defending the Lord and Savior from heretical teachings, to someone who just goes around and kind of pass along good stuff to people. I think we have missed the points and missed the life, missed the spirit, and missed the faith-filled example of St. Nicholas as a good pastor, not only the one who teaches the truth, but also the one who cares about his people. My brothers and sisters, let us not fall into the downfall and the lies that our consumeristic mindset and society have made holy days and feast days into something just to sell more stuff. Today, I invite you to take a moment to read on the life of St. Nicholas and see how courageous he was in defending the divinity of Christ against heretical teachings at the Council of Nicaea, as well as his tender and compassionate love for his people, the one who cared for them as a pastor, who went out of his way to reach out to those who had little to nothing. What he gave in the eyes of this world really meant nothing at all, but it came from his heart, a heart of the Father who cared for his children, a heart of a priest and bishop who cared for his flock, the heart of one who tried to imitate the love of Christ for others. Therefore, let us not miss the message. Let us not miss the truth. Let us not miss what St. Nicholas had to offer for our days and age, and to really reflect and to emulate his love for others, beginning with our own love for Christ Jesus. I pray that we do not boil down the heroic virtue and example of St. Nicholas into someone that do nothing except to give our children and our young people more stuff. Let me end my homily today by asking you this question, my brothers and sisters. In giving more stuff to our children, will we make them more happy? Or will they replace their old stuff with new ones? Will they be happy? Will they be content? Or will they just look for more by replacing the old with the new? Perhaps we have missed the point. Perhaps we need to return back to the message that is Christ-centered, the message that is faith-centered, the message that invites us to give ourselves totally and completely to the one who first loved us, so that we can put all of that love into practice in how we love one another.